Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got a couple of things I want to talk about for the next couple of segments. I want to report first on some surveys that we've taken recently and kind of compare them to some surveys that we've taken in the past. Lately, as you may know, in the end of last month and the beginning of this month, We asked you what you thought about President Obama's attempts to create jobs in America, and so we asked, if you remember, we asked you, there were two surveys back to back. One was before he announced his jobs bill, jobs plan. He told us he was going to announce it, and so I asked you, my radio audience, the members of the subscribers to my newsletter, people who visit our website, I asked you, if you thought the president would be able to pull it off, and you gave us your answer, and it wasn't really very, very positive. And then after the announcement of his jobs bill, and you knew what was in the bill, or you had the opportunity to know what was in the bill, we asked, do you think that this bill will get the job done? And you said, basically, you said no. Well, some people in the audience, other members of our audience, apparently the ones who disagreed with that poll said, hey, you're picking on President Obama. Why are you picking on President Obama? What about the Congress? Well, there are two reasons why we don't think we were picking on President Obama. Number one, he's the president. It's on his watch right now. And I think he'd agree with me about that. I mean, I know he has. I know he'd agree with me because I've heard him say it before. He asked for the job. He said, I want to be president. And also, to paraphrase President Truman, he occupies the desk upon which the buck stops. So, you know, when you want that job, you have to take what happens. And the second reason why I don't think we were picking on President Obama is he put his jobs plans right out there. He's told us he was going to do it and, you know, gave us 2 or 3 weeks to think about it. And then he gave it to us. And over the last 2 years or so, he's expended a lot of words and a lot of money, a lot of taxpayers' money on various jobs programs for which he has taken full ownership. So, yes, we, you know, anybody, especially doing what I do and other folks in the media, have a right to say, okay, what do you think, folks? And so we did that. Nevertheless, we agree with some of the folks who said, what about Congress? Stop picking on the president. What about Congress? We agree that Congress shouldn't be left out. So last week in our poll, we asked this question. We wanted to have it maybe a little more balanced, perhaps. Who do you think is most responsible for the current state of the U.S. economy? And the options were Congress, the president, or both. All by himself, President Obama did much better this week. He only got 18% of the voters who thought it was only his fault, the economy, the current troubled situation we have in this economy. They were only 18% thought it was just President Obama's fault. The other 535 occupants of the big building on the other end of the Pennsylvania Avenue, they did worse, with 27% thinking that it was just Congress's fault, only Congress. The big number was reserved for what I call team politic. More than half, about 55% of you, said the president and Congress were to blame for the economy, which includes the worst sustained unemployment condition in generations. Now, I'm not trying to be controversial, but with these kinds of numbers so close to the next election, only a year or so away, and with the economy not really expected to improve dramatically over the next year or so, I predict a major house cleaning in all three houses. The White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives. Now, And I'm telling you, not just across, not just along party lines, but along the lines of what I'm calling the what I've been calling and what other people call the political class. Entrenched members of both parties, Republicans and Democrats, who have long forgotten what they were sent to Washington to do and who they were sent to represent. So, folks, I think there are going to be some, I think in the next election, there are going to be some unhappy people on both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats. I think, and you know what, some smart people have started talking about this. We've had independent candidates before. We've had, obviously, Ross Perot 20-something years ago was one of the most, one of the ones that comes to mind to a large degree. And others, we've had other independent, and we still have them every year. But I'll tell you, this might be the year. This might be, there are organizations out there right now, more than I've ever seen before, who are talking about mounting a third party, independent party, third party, give it a name. And I'm not saying it'll be the Tea Party. That's because the Tea Party is not really a political party, as you know. It's kind of more of a grassroots movement. But I will tell you that in my life, I've never seen a time when, and it'll largely depend on who the Republicans nominate, but I've never seen a time when there's been more desire among the electorate for an alternative to what we have. And it all comes back to what I said a minute ago. We've got a lot of people in Washington on both sides of the aisle, in both parties, Republicans and Democrats, who have forgotten what they were sent to Washington to do, and they've forgotten who they were sent to Washington to represent. After they've been up there a while, they get the idea that they're up there for their own purposes. They're up there for the purposes of some isolated constituency or some lobbying group or whatever. Or how about Wall Street and they're not taking care of Main Street? And I think though a lot of those people are going to receive some severe resistance within their own parties first. The primary season, there'll be some serious resistance within their own parties with people who are saying the same, exactly what I'm saying right now. And I think it will be the year the incumbents will be, a lot of incumbents will be swept out of the office in all three houses. I think all three of them are in jeopardy. And frankly, in my opinion, I think it's about time. I'm looking forward to that. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Underground,
there to the floor that I love. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.